For what's on in sport, you've got the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. For what's on at the Star, see thestarsydney.com.au.
And here we go.
Buckle up.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier. Rush.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
It's time to get ready for the magic, MG. Magic round is upon us. But before we start talking about that, we got to look back at the fantastic round of footy we just witnessed.
Little grubber, and O'Carr coming through. And O'Carr got there. And O'Carr slides over. Two. And O'Carr's got three. Four. Five.
He did it. It's the first time in 71 years. Wow. Josh and O'Carr has got six.
Cleary. Staines over in the corner again. Untouched, Charlie.
AJ Brimson splits them from the kickoff. He's got Tyrone Peachy with him. It's a foot race now, and Peachy wins.
Valheims kicks a field goal with 2 minutes 45 to go, and the Cowboys go to a 19-18 lead.
Ponga, he gets there the pass away. Brandon Moore. Did he get it down? If he did,
did he get it down?
The ball game.
He's got it down.
Nice tackle. Hunt dummies from dummy half. Goes down the short side.
Beautiful pass. And a day two try. Yeah. The Matt Fee guy. What a ballsy play by Ben Hunt.
What a weekend of footy, MG.
Yeah, well, it's ironic that Magic Round is looming because we witnessed some absolute magic last round. The Fox, six tries. Not since 1950 have we seen that. And Tommy Turbo yesterday, my goodness, could be just the best player we've ever seen if he stays healthy.
That's what we need to get into straight off the top.
What's cracking?
Tom Trbojevic, 38-32 yesterday. Manly Seagulls, they came from behind to get it done over the Warriors. But Tom Trbojevic, we are talking about one man because what he has done on his return was only amplified by the performance yesterday.
In his 100th game, he's finally got there. His stats, he's 200 metres run, two tries, four try assists, five line breaks, 11 tackle busts. The guy is just, he's freakish. I've seen some dominant players in my time, but none more than him. I've never seen a guy who grabs the game by the scruff of the neck and says, give me it here. And at halftime, you mentioned that, Liam, then they were behind. I saw him on the massage table getting his hamstrings rubbed, and I thought, oh, I hope there's no drama. Well, there was no drama because he came out in the second half and put on a clinic. And I stand by that statement. He's the best rugby league player I think I've ever seen. I think I've ever seen in my life. I don't think I've seen a rugby league player who can do what he does on a field and do it. Oh, he's 6'5" and he's a fullback. That's what makes him so out of this world, because most fullbacks aren't that tall, because you can't run that fast when you're that tall usually. So he defies all logic. He can get up high. He's just amazing.
There's people jumping up and down in their cars left, right and centre off the back of that statement, MG, because there's people who were saying, what about Mal? And what about Wally? And then there's more current day players, the likes of Jonathan Thurston and Cam Smith and Joey Johns. But I think is the point you're making is that you're not saying he's had a greater career than those players.
Oh, no. As far as pure rugby league goes, I think Cameron Smith's the best player that we've ever seen. I think Andrew Johns and Wally Lewis are in that same podium. But watching this guy play and the passes he throws to his wingers to set them up, the tackle breaks that he makes, his turn of acceleration. I mean, the guy is just a freak. There's no other word for him. He's a freak.
Can you try and identify? You've spoken about his size and his, but is there, with all the rugby league you've watched over the years and the greats that you've seen, can you remember anything that comes close to what we're seeing as a package that is Tom Trbojevic?
No, I can't. There's you mentioned Mal Meninga, who was massive for a centre back in them days. He played Joey Johns, who, I think since Joey Johns, there's a stat running around that Tommy Turbo is actually the most dominant player outside of Joey. You mentioned HJT, yep. Cam Smith for longevity and his winning percentage, I think, is the best of all time. But for natural ability, for watching a guy and watching him just, and just marveling at him with your mouth wide open when you're watching him play, it's Tom Turbo. There's been none that I can think of that are as good or better.
Well, this is, as you said, magic round on this weekend, and what this Tom Trbojevic, this fullback for Manly, has done since he returned from this hamstring injury has been nothing short of magic. Long may we see it. And this is the reality. He is closing on the outside for this Dally M medal. Like, it is ridiculous the pace with which he is running down the leaders. So that is something we'll keep an eye on as the season rolls on. Manly taking on the Broncos, which you would imagine would probably one of the most anticipated games this weekend. The hometown team taking on the team with the hottest player in the game right now.
That's the game to watch. Yeah, that's a big one.
Rabbitohs, other results from the weekend, MG. The Rabbitohs going down all the way back on Friday, Thursday night against the Storm, 50-0. Question for you.
Yep.
The stat is well known. No team that has conceded 50 points in a loss in the regular season has ever gone on to win the comp. Can the Rabbitohs buck the trend?
If anyone can, they can. Latrell's out. Cam Murray was out. Adam Reynolds was out. Campbell Graham was out. You throw Cody Walker, and there's their five best players. If, you know, Cody Walker's playing fullback, I think on reflection that the Supercoach erred. Alex Johnson should have been fullback. They should have had Cody in the halves and just, you know, manufacture a winger somewhere. I think that playing Cody at fullback was an error. I think that he couldn't get into the game and they suffered because of it. But look on the other side of the field, but my goodness, Melbourne were rampant. Six tries to the Fox, haven't seen it since 1950. You know, you heard in that package then, it just got crazier and crazier. Every try he scored, I couldn't believe what we're seeing. And what's the word I'm looking for here about the Storm? They manufactured a movement each time to go to the Fox's wing to let him score. It was just to watch it happen, to be there at the game, watching it unfold. I'm just going, these guys are taking the piss, honestly. They're against a competition heavyweight. And look, take them players out. They still should have played better, but Melbourne wouldn't let them. It's a good stat you make, and it's a well-known stat that no team has won the comp after conceding 50 points in a season. Can South be the first to do it? Well, they've got to beat Melbourne and Penrith if that's the case. And at the moment, it's unlikely.
All right, well, that is where the round started. Where it went to over the weekend, we need to dip into that next, MG.
What's cracking?
Tigers fans, hold on to your hats. I've got a little bit of audio that we need to share with you. This is Madge McGuire speaking after the West Tigers went down to the Gold Coast Titans 36-28 at Campbelltown Stadium over the weekend.
Yeah, everyone's jobs are accountable around what we do on the field and how we train. And, you know, but some good young players coming through in reserve grade are performing well. So I've just got to have a look at the dynamics of what we're doing, because we've got to do something to fix this consistency around what's been going on for quite some time. So, yeah.
You can just feel the anger bubbling beneath the surface of Michael McGuire at the moment.
Well, we spoke about this game, didn't we, on Thursday, about how we're looking forward to the Tigers taking this game to Campbelltown, a ground we'd like to see them, you know, turn into a fortress. But far from it. They were inept in every facet of the game. I will exclude Adam Dewey from that because he had a dig. Mm. He at least had a dig. But, man, you don't want to take money. You don't want to take your match payments for that if you're a Tiger. Honestly, them and the Dogs yesterday were woeful. But where to now? I mean, they seem to be in this situation every third week. The Tigers, when we hear that same type of press conference from Madge McGuire, you know, promising this and saying this, well, it's time to act. It's time to sack. It's time to get rid of some players who aren't following instructions, obviously.
They say, what's the old adage? Insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different outcome. I feel like that's the third time we've heard that speech from Madge this year. I do. And, you know, we're heading into round 10, but I feel like we've heard Madge threaten drops and talk about giving other players a chance off the back of performances like the one we saw on the weekend. Why would West Tigers fans expect anything else but that continued yo-yo turn-ups that we've seen?
Yeah, well, that's a very good point. And they shouldn't, because that's they had another chance to honour the memory of Tommy Radonikis, this time in the black and white jersey that he made famous. But they didn't. They did the exact same thing they did at Leichhardt Oval against the Cowboys. They capitulated. I don't know. I've got no answers. I know Madge McGuire hasn't got any answers. And so if If I have, I'd let him know, but I've got nothing. Well, I have nothing.
They take on the Newcastle Knights to open Magic Ground this Friday night at 6 o'clock. And, I mean, your guess is as good as mine what turns up in that game, MG. The team list tomorrow will be an indicator of just how much belief Madge has in these young kids coming through, but we'll have to wait and see for that one. The other talking point out of the weekend's footy, MG, this Canberra Raiders side is falling at a rate of knots. They've grabbed the heaviest anchor they can find, and they're just holding on until they hit the bottom at the moment.
Liam, this the Raiders season officially has reached implode mode. It's imploded. 16-0 at halftime. You think, they're back on the wagon. They're back on the rails. Here they go. Here we go. But, man, I don't know what's going on. Obviously, there's something going on. 24 points, unanswered points in the second half. Hodgson, Croker, Williams, Tarpany, all unhappy. Fifth in a row. I'm reading this morning of some comments that John Bateman's making.
John Bateman's weighed in.
So, I mean, when you've got one of these stars who've left the club on the other side of the world commenting on his former club, you know there's dramas. When they've got to get a quote off a former player, I watch Ricky at the press conference. I feel for the players who are in this slump because it's not good. We're losing 5 games in a row. But
dropped an F bomb in the press conference.
He did, and that's kind of, that just sums it up, doesn't it, Liam? That sums up the frustration that must be going through his mind every week.
The scary part for Ricky and for the Raiders and for their fans is that this weekend they take on the Bulldogs, who, I mean, you talk about problems, but we know what they are. We know what they are. We know they're on a long build that, you know, hooked Kyle Flanagan at halftime. Whatever, but the Bulldogs would go into this thinking this might be a kill for us.
Well, I think they would have said that yesterday too, the Doggies, and they dished up that. I mean, the Dogs, man, the Dragons played good, but the team on the other side of the field didn't turn up at all. So yeah, there is some saving grace for the Doggies that they play the Raiders, but the Raiders have got to snap out of this form slump sooner or later, and you've got to think it's against the Dogs, but who knows? Yeah. Who knows? Yeah. There's some teams in the competition who are so far away from the top two or three teams that it's not funny.
But not even that, MG. There's some teams down the bottom of the ladder that are so far away from even competing with the, you know, ninth and tenth place teams.
Yeah, the Raiders are all of a sudden down at 13th. You've got Cronulla and Brisbane, obviously, who had a bit of a dig. That was a good game against the Cowboys. They played on the weekend. But Tigers and the Bulldogs, yeah, they, as I say, that you get paid pretty well to be a professional rugby league player, but a lot of them guys should, you know, refrain from taking their wage this week because they didn't earn it.
My concern for the Raiders, and we got to move on, Paul Vaughan's going to join us from the Dragons. We're going to get to some good news because the Dragons had a good win and their growth and development
continues.
He
played good too.
And Vaughan did go well. But my concern with the Raiders is, with everything that's now starting to come out, and you see, you spoke about John Bateman's interview, he referencing incidents from his time and Josh Hodgson, the stories that are emerging. A win's not going to fix this. Wins aren't going to fix this. It sounds like the fabric of what has held this team together when they went on that grand final run is ruined.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I can't see this being resolved unless there's some carnage to follow, and i.e. players leaving. Because I don't think Ricky's going anywhere.
Yeah, you've said that.
I think you'll see maybe Hodgson, maybe Croker, maybe Tarpanay.
And then all of a sudden this club's looking for its new leaders.
Yeah.
Anyway, troubled waters ahead for the Canberra Raiders. We got to move along though, MG. I've got a little golf story I want to talk to you about.
I love golf.
I know you do. And you're a man who also appreciates some beef, some brawn. Bryson DeChambeau is the man I speak of. This is Bryson speaking over the weekend. He was playing at the Wells Fargo Championship in Charlotte, North Carolina.
And so I look at Connor and go, well, whoops. That was a mistake. So it was funny. We did a lot of scrambling last night to get back. And so I left at 2:45 on a flight. And I got here at 6:20 a.m., drove 30 minutes to the golf course, put on my clothes in the locker room, and then headed out to the putting green.
Beefy Bryson. Are you across this story? Have you heard what's happened here?
I've seen a bit of it. He thought he'd missed the cut, flew home, and then all of a sudden had to get back to the course because he was still in place.
So, and we can all sympathise with a rubbish round of golf. Lord knows we've had our fair share. Bryson's had a stinker of a round two, and he said, oh, there's no way I'm making the cut. So he's hopped on a private jet and flown the equivalent. He's gone back to his house in Dallas, Texas. That's the equivalent of flying Brisbane to Adelaide, right?
Okay.
Distance-wise, yep. Okay? And as he's coming down to land, the phone's rung from the agent going, because the conditions went to hell in Charlotte and okay. Everybody who finished after him went worse. And the agent said, hey, Bryson, you're in. You're in. And he apparently he asked the private jet as they landed, oh, can we turn around and go back?
Wow.
But regulations being what they were, they couldn't do it. So he's managed to get back. He's finished the tournament tied for 10th. Finished six wow. shots off Rory McIlroy, who won. But how's this for the financial windfall of that little adventure? I don't know how much it cost him to hire the jet to get there and back.
A fair bit.
But it wouldn't have got paid for not making the cut. Instead, for finishing tied 10th, pocketed over $200,000.
Oh, wow. Oh, so that's the going goal, is it? If you don't make the cut, you don't get paid.
Well, I think so. I'm not 100% sure. Look, I've got to be honest.
You might be right, but yeah, mainly, why would you?
Yeah, why should you get paid if you're not in the best half for golfers out there?
See you, boys.
I tell you what.
That's where their sponsors would cover their freight, I suppose.
Maybe that's something where the NRL... I'm sure someone like Bryson probably still makes money, even whenever he plays.
Like me when I first played. I got paid for wins and losses. I didn't get paid for losses. I only got paid for wins.
I tell you what,
in my first 2 years of my contracts,
if there was a payment system like that in the NRL over the weekend, there would have been a couple of
poor boys,
a lot of blokes having baked beans on toast for breakfast this morning.
Psst, MG here. Today's rush hour code for Hollywood seats at Sydney Kings games is Xavier Cooks.
There it is. That is your code word for your chance to win Sydney Kings tickets. Take it. Head to triplem.com.au, give us your details, the code word, and you could be getting along to Kudos Bank Arena to see the mighty Sydney Kings taking on the Adelaide 36ers. It's the Rush Out with MG and Liam Flanagan on Triple M, thanks to The Star. You can see what's on at thestarsydney.com.au, or you can just experience it firsthand like you did on the weekend, MG.
Oh, thank you so much to the beautiful people of The Star. Me and my beautiful wife celebrated Mother's Day a day early and went and stayed at the Darling and then went to Sokio downstairs, the cocktail bar, and then for dinner we went to Black. Oh, wow, what a feed.
I was watching your Instagram and, yeah, I was sitting at home eating pizza, seeing what you and Megs were getting stuck into at the start.
It's the best food I've ever had. Unbelievable.
I know where I would rather have been. Hey, if you want to see what's on at The Star, head to thestarsydney.com.au. They've got so much, all those things MG experience and much, much more. The Star does practice the responsible service of alcohol. Over 18s only, bet with your head, not over it. The Bulldogs, talking about over your head. The Bulldogs feel like they're in over their heads this season. Went down to the Dragons yesterday. The Dragons are just... Hook's got them rolling. A strong performance from Paul Vaughan and some of those forwards as well. But I want to talk about Kyle Flanagan at MG. He was hooked at halftime. What did you make of that decision by Baz?
He could have hooked another 8 mates as well because they were just playing poorly. And it's concerning. It's concerning seeing a young guy who's at his third club in 3 years not settling. I know he's got the ability. I've seen it on the footy field. He's a little, jack-in-the-box type of player who likes to be busy. And I think he's just suffering at the same way his teammates are. And I think that, it wasn't a good look seeing a young playmaker on the sideline knowing that he'd been hooked. I hate seeing young kids like that.
Give me some insight into the decision by Trent Barrett. Obviously, do you think this is a case of him going, I've got this young kid that we're committed to as being one half of our halves pairing next year alongside Matt Burton. I'm going to teach him a lesson here. Or do you think this is purely gone, Baz has said, we're not executing, we're not performing, I need to change?
Yeah, I think the latter. I don't think Baz, being an ex-playmaker himself, would put the young kid out for ridicule. To teach him a lesson like that. I think it was more about the plan. As I said about Madge McGuire earlier in the show, he's got to start dropping blokes who aren't listening to what he's telling them to do, because it's obvious that the players who Trent Barrett keeps picking aren't doing what he wants to do, because that was inept. I mean, the Dragons they were on 3 losses in a row. They got beat by the Tigers last week. So this was a game that I kind of looked at and thought, oh, the Doggies could go close here, but they were never in the game.
Yeah.
They should have stayed on the bus.
Well,
honestly, forget about us and put the blame on me.
It's going to be...
I'm feeling for young Flanagan because it's his third club in 3 years. And he hasn't really found his home at either any of the clubs yet. So, look, Baz, you're the attack coach last year for Penrith, the team that made the grand final. You were a State of Origin and Australian halfback in 5'8". You've got to weave your magic, brother. You've got to let this kid know how he's got to play, and when he does let him know how he play, it'll be a better player for it.
When Matt Burton arrives next year, and it's not, you know, Matt Burton's not a silver bullet by any means. This is a kid who has barely played in his preferred position in the halves because of Nathan Cleary and Jerome Luai. He's showing he's a first grader with his performance in the centres. But how do you see, I mean, is it going to be a case of more of a Luke Keary, Kyle Flanagan dynamic where Luke Keary was the dominant half and Kyle was just kind of there and being directed around? Is that the dynamic you think we'll see when Matt Burton arrives next year?
I don't think so. No, I think they'll both be, you know, left and right, and they'll both have as much say in the matter as possible. Burton, as you mentioned, hasn't played, you know. I reckon Burton could have me a chance for the New South Wales centre the way he's playing. we're talking about all these, who's going to play centre for New South Wales, but he's not even gets thrown up at meetings. But yeah, look what he gets there. I think they're both rookies as far as, you know, inverted commas, rookies as far as managing a team goes. So look, he'll be better for the run. Young Flanagan, he'll learn from, you know, not executing the way the coach wants him to and go get better than that. And when Burton arrives, you say it's not a silver bullet, but I tell you what, it's the closest thing to it, because when he arrives, things will just be different.
Maybe a bronze bullet.
Yeah, bronze.
Maybe bronze. A bronze bullet.
Yeah, bronze.
Okay. The Raiders taking on the Bulldogs this weekend, that's going to be one of those games where sort of a car crash type viewing this weekend, MG.
You've got to watch it.
You can't not watch that game, because if the Raiders lose, I mean,
well,
I don't know if there's enough former Raiders for the journalists to be getting on the phone for more quotes.
No, I think Ricky might walk back to Canberra from Magic Round from Suncorp Stadium if they lose.
Oh, that's going to be one to keep an eye on. All right, this is the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. Para, your team's got its own set of problems. Sitting on the ladder, second on the ladder, sitting pretty, looking happy, but you might not have enough players for the weekend. We'll tell you why next.
3 days of action-packed excitement in Brisbane. The NRL's Magic Round. Brisbane Suncorp Stadium this May.
Yes, MG, round 10 has arrived. It's Magic Round, baby.
Can't wait to get up there. Can't wait to... Well, this is 2019 was our last instalment. Obviously, through COVID last year, we didn't get up there. But I can't wait to see this game. These games, and all from one ground.
Yeah, Suncorp Stadium. Now, all this week, we're going to be in Brisbane. We're going to be having lots of fun. We're going to be enjoying the magic of Brisbane. Now, make sure you're following us on our Instagram, at Rush Hour Triple M. Make sure you've got the listener app, LISTNR, because all the extra fun stuff we're going to do will be available on our Instagram and via the listener app. Gordon Tallis is going to be taking us on a little adventure tomorrow, MG. We'll save
good,
that one.
Good. But good on you, Raging Bull.
So we've got all the great things that Magic Round and Brisbane have to offer this week on the show. But today we need to focus on a football component of Magic Round, MG.
Yep.
The Eels are in a bit of a pickle for Magic Round. They take on the Warriors. They're travelling along beautifully. The Warriors sitting eighth, despite losing to Manly yesterday. They're still in the top eight. But the Eels sitting second, only behind Penrith. But this weekend, they face a scenario where they might only have 17 players eligible to play.
Because of the suspensions to the two players, Dylan Brown and Nia Corre, and the head concussion of Reid Marnie.
Yes.
Yeah, they played in New South Wales Cup players who aren't in the bubble, so they might only be able to field 17 players. And the last time they played at this Magic Round, which is 2019, if you remember, Melbourne Storm beat them 64 points to 10.
Oh, jeez, I didn't remember that.
They've got to exercise some demons up there this weekend against the Warriors, hopefully for them.
64-10. Now, for those out there going, what do you mean they've only got 17 players to pick from? The COVID cases that popped up in Sydney last weekend forced the NRL to reintroduce those level 3 biosecurity protocols. And they sent an email to the clubs saying, don't let your fringe players or any players you're going to consider for Magic Round go and play reserve grade.
That's
Parramatta
right.
chose to allow, I think it was 6 of them, to go off and play New South Wales Cup on Friday night.
And one of them is the coach's son.
Exactly.
Who could have been pushing for a first grade spot otherwise.
Yeah, and Jordan Rankin, their other backup half. Those players went and played New South Wales Cup, which meant that they breached or they were no longer under the protection of the bubble, which means that if the restrictions aren't relaxed in Sydney, Parramatta might have to apply for an exemption to the NRL, MG, which...
There's no doubt. There's no doubt they will.
But I can't imagine the NRL saying yes to it.
Well, no, because they're... Once, you know, we all got the edict that the coronavirus cases were going to mean back in the bubble for footballers. So
yeah.
It happened to my son on Saturday. He had, you know, 8 players who were in his team go up to New South Wales Cup because the top 30 couldn't play New South Wales Cup for Penrith. So then they
bring Penrith did the right thing and said, no, we need you all to stay here.
Yes.
You can't go play reserve grade, but Parramatta opted not to.
That could come back and bite them right on the bum because if they don't get an exemption from the NRL, and look, I think they'll be able to, you know, play, maybe take 19 with them at a bare minimum. I think you'll be able to, you know, I suppose they'll have to do something like get it tested, coronavirus tested before they get on the plane or something like that because it's a duty of care to let, you know, you can't let a team go up to a magic round with 17 players. So if someone gets injured in the warm-up or something,
sure, but at the same time, MG, the duty of care thing that Andrew Abdo and Peter Volandis have to the game, this game, the coffers of the game are bare right now, and Magic Round is a way to fill those, you know, refill
That's
those coffers somewhat.
That's
it didn't
true.
Happen last year. The reason they did what they did last week with the biosecurity measures was to ensure that this round went ahead, even if cases had spiralled in Sydney.
Yeah, true.
And they've given this edict to the teams, and one team has chosen to put themselves in this position, and I can't imagine the NRL having sympathy for them and looking after them with these exemptions. I just don't see it happening.
No, you're probably right. Mm. You're right.
Anyway.
As always, mate.
We keep a scoreboard.
Not bad for a Titans fan.
We keep a scoreboard here in the studio, and the ledge is mostly in your favour, I'll admit that. Oh, there was that time you were right about Stephen Crichton. Oh, yeah, there was that down there, yeah. There's a few up on the scoreboard for MG. Hey, this weekend, it's going to be fantastic.
Oh,
discover the magic of Brisbane at Suncorp Stadium's NRL Magic Round this May. There's plenty of fun to be had in Brisbane before and after kickoff. We are going to find it all, MG. We got to get out of here. I've got to get to the airport. I'm flying up to Brisbane today.
Oh, you lucky bugger. I can't
Producer Charlie and I are going to go to Felon's Brewery and have a frothy.
Don't make me jealous. Or our listeners, as always, thank you so much for your ears. He's Liam. I'm MG. Wherever you are, stay random.
For what's on in sport, you've got the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. For what's on at the Star, see thestarsydney.com.au.